Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, November 3rd, 2008. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and again this Monday morning, the Monday before our national election, we want to share a message that we hope will encourage you in a way of fortifying you for the days to come. Today we title the message, Like Men of Issachar. The scripture text, a rather obscure portion from 1 Chronicles 12, verse 32.
Men of Issachar, who understood the times and knew what Israel should do.
We both awakened very early on Sunday morning, likely due to turning our clocks back 1 hour before we retired Saturday evening. We awakened at 5 a.m. instead of the usual 6 a.m., which is not surprising, since our internal biological alarm clock buzzed to tell us it's time to rise. Well, it was a beautiful morning, bright and crisp. As the sun came up, I took a walk along our favorite trail and prayed. Like many here in America and others around the world, my heart was burdened concerning the presidential election and the state of things to come. It seems the Lord laid today's rather obscure verse on my heart, and as I prayed, I pondered its meaning and want to share a perspective today. Something's happening here. What it is ain't exactly clear. Well, if you're in my generation, some of you may recognize these as the words of a song. I believe from a group called Clearance Clearwater Revival, and I don't know why it had the word revival in the group's name. It's a song from the late 60s or early 70s. That's kind of a neat song. Something's happening. What it is not clear. Well, of course, something's always happening, but there's an intensity, it seems, a sense I have in my spirit, some type of significant threshold being reached. Some have called it a tipping point. I want God to give me wisdom to understand the times we live in and to know what to do.
A vital spiritual principle is this. It's so easy to see the physical reality, but far more difficult to grasp the spiritual understanding. This is true in our individual lives as well as international affairs. I desire to have the spiritual discernment of the men of Issachar, who understood the times and knew what Israel should do. A powerful apocalyptic verse at the end of Daniel says this: Many will be purified, made spotless and refined, but the wicked will continue to be wicked. None of the wicked will understand, but those who are wise will understand.
Well, I think I speak for both Brooksine and I hope for all of our listeners and readers today. I want to be wise in the sight of God by interpreting the mindset of our present culture with scriptural understanding. Proverbs 1 verse 7 states, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. The fools despise wisdom and discipline. Well, the Life Application Bible study note sheds further insight on this familiar scripture. I quote, In this information age, knowledge is plentiful, but wisdom is scarce. Wisdom means far more than simply knowing a lot. It is a basic attitude that affects every aspect of life. The foundation of knowledge is to fear the Lord, to honor and respect God, to live in awe of His power and obey His word. Faith in God should be the controlling principle for your understanding of the world, your attitudes and your actions. And I end the quote there.
Issachar was one of Jacob's sons, and his descendants later became a tribe which had amazingly maintained their distinct identity for some 800 years up to the time of David. This verse is found in a section of scripture chronicling David's soldiers. Two qualities marked these men of Issachar and the special contribution they made during the time they lived. And again, we quote, they understood the times and knew what Israel should do.
First of all, they understood the times. What a powerful statement. We are bombarded with information about the times in which we live. I can turn on the TV or the radio or sit down at my computer and instantly get an update on significant and insignificant news from anywhere in the world. But understanding the times is far more than this. It involves spiritual discernment. I find contemporary events interesting and often very disturbing, frightening, and even potentially despairing. But the fundamental focus on properly understanding the times is a steady, growing understanding of God and His Word. Isaiah 33, verses 5 and 6 has this wonderful statement. The Lord is exalted, for He dwells on high. He will be the sure foundation for your times, rich store of salvation and wisdom and knowledge. The fear of the Lord is the key to this treasure.
Again, referencing the scripture, they knew what Israel should do.
And I'll read this part, and although women can apply this verse as well. As a husband, a father, and minister of the gospel, I desire the leading of the Holy Spirit. Always, but particularly in these days. I need to know what to do in these times to keep my life, my family, and my ministry on the right track, the upward path. Now here's a lengthy portion I feel compelled to place in the body of the devotional. It's from Romans, and listen carefully as I read it. It's the most important part of our message, these readings of the Word of God. I'll have Brooksine read it right now. It's from Romans 13, 11 through 14.
And do this, understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think about how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature.
Well, consider these qualities in your life today and pray that the Lord will help you. We're doing that. We've done it already. We'll do so in a moment. The Lord will help us all to understand the times and show us how to remain faithful as we press on for Christ and His kingdom. Let us all be like the men of Issachar.
And let's all pray together. Lord Jesus, we who are children of the light do not live as those who walk in the darkness. Instead, you have shown us right from wrong, truth from error, and you have given us discernment to test the spirits, to see that which is from you and that which is from the evil one. The foundations seem to be shaking as we are flooded with a tidal wave of twists and spins that seeks to confuse or demean the believer. We clothe ourselves daily with godly armor, both defensive and offensive weaponry, since our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but rather the authorities from this world. Keep our souls untainted by the changing rhetoric and sliding standards from our decadent society as we stand against the spiritual forces of evil. May we not fluctuate, but walk boldly in the conviction and power of the Holy Spirit today.
Amen. Amen. Well, we know we have readers from all over the world, and I would think any of you keeping up with the news, whether or not you live in America, are aware that tomorrow is a very significant election in our country. We could very well have change, but is it change that we are going to find pleasant or pleasing? Thank God that He's in control. It's a joy to share God's Word with you today. We want to end with a quote. It's actually from about 350 years ago. And please just ignore that. We want to start all over again with our message today. We have a little call came in from a writer by the name of Jeremy Taylor, who writes, "Faith is the Christian's foundation. Hope is his anchor. Death is his harbor. Christ is his pilot. And heaven is his country." Well, what an interesting timetable of the gospel journey and a great focus for the believer. Well, again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our website is dailyencouragementnet.net. If you try to type it up, we do have just one photo on the site today and a couple songs that we feel will reinforce the message. One of them is the song many of you are familiar with in the last several years, made popular by Casting Crowns, called The Voice of Truth. And oh my, we need to hear the voice of truth today. Brooksine also has an additional lengthy note. We just want to continue to pray that God will give us strength to overcome and stay faithful.